Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Nun Gimel. We left off on daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. We're at the two dots, about 10 lines from the bottom of the page, on daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, 10 lines from the bottom of the page. The Mishnah had switched gears on daf Mem Beis. We're going back 10 blot now, where we had our last Mishnah. And the Mishnah had switched gears at the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah, daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, had read, after discussing the Cheskas Gimel Shanim, it says, "Bamedvar Mamurim Bemachzik." That's all talking about a regular Chazaka. Aval Benosin Matana, Va'achin Shechalku, Va'an Machzik Benichse Ager. But when you're talking about giving gifts, or brothers dividing an estate, or someone making a Kinyan Chazaka in Nichse Ager, in Ager's estate, no, Gadur Parts Kol Shua Rezu Chazaka. So if you do any sort of locking or building or breaching, that's going to be called a chazaka. So, frek the Gemara, wait a second. What exactly does the Mishnah mean by that? Atu kol hani damrin un lav b'nei chazaka ninhu? Does that mean to suggest that the three examples that we gave of a person who's nosin matana, or the brothers who divided an estate, or a person who's machzik minichse ager, cannot have a chazaka? They don't have cheskas gimel shanim? The way I'm reading the question is the way Tosos reads the question. Tosos in daf nun gimel min aleph is a misplaced Tosos. The fourth to last Tosos on the page, Atu kalhani lav b'nei chazaka ninhu, Tosos says, pirush de mashmalei, b'medvar mamurim. The way the Gemara first read the Mishnah is that b'medvar mamurim b'machzik hu dubai gimel shanim, that gimel shnei chazaka, kolomar b'midi de shayi chazaka, that the way the Gemara read the Mishnah is that the idea of cheskas gimel shanim is only by those situations where chazaka is shayich, as opposed to a nosein matana, machzik b'nichse ager, achin shechalku, where cheskas gimel shanim isn't shayich. And that's why the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Atu hani kigo nosin matana v'achin shechalku lav b'nei cheskas gimel shanim ninu. And when you have a nosin matana, is it not shayich to have a cheskas gimel shanim? Adraba, we've discussed many times. All you need is gimel shanim and a taina. And what constitutes a taina? A taina could mean that you say that the guy gave it to me as a matana. So you see that matana is also shayich. Why are we excluding these examples, these people, these types of transactions from Cheskas Gimel Shanim? That's how Tosos understands the Kasha. I'm not sure how the Rashbam understands the Kasha. The way the Rashbam reads it, I could read the Rashbam, but it doesn't seem to make any sense to me. And I don't understand how he read the Mishnah and how he understood the Gemara as having read the Mishnah and being troubled by it. If you look at the Rashbam, the second to last medium-sized line, Atu Kalhani, Damrinu Lekaman B'masnisin, do you think all of these things that we're saying in the Mishnah, of Nosi Matana, Achin Shecholku, Lav Al Yidei Chazaka Denal V'Gadar Hin Konin, Kedektani B'masnisin B'tmiya? Do you think they're not kone through these methods of chazaka? So I don't know what he's bothered by. What do you mean? The Mishnah said, no, that these dafka are kone through the methods of chazaka of Nol Gadar Paratz. Meaning, once the Rashbam understood already that when we talk about these examples, these types of transactions, we're not talking about Cheskas Gimel Shanim anymore. We've already switched gears to the type of Chazaka. Again, as we said, Chazaka means five different things. We're talking about not Cheskas Gimel Shanim, but Kinyan Chazaka. So what's he bothered by? What's the Gemara bothered by? What's the Gemara exactly asking? That it's saying that these people are not subject to Kinyan Chazaka? No, that they are. That's exactly what the Mishnah is saying. So I'm not 100% clear how he understands the Gemara's Kasha. Maybe he's asking what the Havamina would be. Do you think there's a Havamina that these would not be included in Kinyan Chazaka? That these examples are people who are not included in Kinyan Chazaka? Whatever it is, says the Gemara, the way to understand the Mishnah is as follows. Chisur Mechzer V'Hachi Ketani. You have to add in a little bit to the Mishnah. What the Mishnah means to say is, Ba'med Var Mamurim, what have we been speaking about until now? B'chazaka Sheyesh Mataina. Kigon Mocher Amal Amachati V'Lokeach Amal Akachti. When there's some sort of dispute, and the Lokeach says, I bought something, Mocher says, I didn't sell him anything. The suspected Mocher says, I didn't sell him anything. So that's where you need a Chazaka and a Taina. You need to have cheskas gimel shanim plus a taina as to how it became yours. Aval chazaka she'eni mataina kigon nosin matana v'achin shechalku v'amachzik b'nichse ager then miknim bi'almahu. But by the type of chazaka that does not require a taina to go along with it, such as a kinyan chazaka, No God departs culture, Arezu Chazaka. What does it take to do a Kinyan Chazaka? All it takes is to lock up the field, to build a little bit, to breach a little bit, and that serves as a Kinyan Chazaka. Now it's interesting, when we're talking about examples of when you would need a Kinyan Chazaka, it talks about Achin Shechalku, Matana, Machzik B'nifse Ager. Why not give the classical case of when you would be Kona Karka, namely when you buy it? When you buy Karka, so Karka is nicknamed Kesef Pishtar B'Chazaka, so Chazaka is one of the primary methods of Kinyan on Karka. So the Rishonim are bothered by this, the Rashba, the Ritva. Why doesn't the Gemara give the example of a Lokeach? Why are we giving all these, the Mishnah gives these unusual examples? There's a much more normal example of a Lokeach that needs Kinyan Chazaka. So the Rashba says that maybe you chose these examples because Orcha de Milsuhu, that with these, it's normal that with these three examples, that it's normal to use Chazaka as your Kinyan of choice. But when you're dealing with a sale, so there's money that's going to change hands, and there's probably shtar as well. So it's least likely that chazaka is going to be your kinyan of choice when it comes to a sale. Because by a sale, we know there are three ways of being kona karka: kesef, shtar, chazaka. Kesef and shtar are going to be in the picture anyway, usually by a sale of karka. So once they're in the picture anyway, you're likely to use those as your method of kinyan rather than using chazaka as your method of kinyan. Fine, says the Gemara. Tani Rav Hoshia b'kiddushin de Beilevi. Rav Hoshia taught in the kiddushin de Beilevi. What's the kiddushin de Beilevi? So Rashbam explains, b'tosefta or b'risa de Maseches kiddushin shesi de Levi. Meaning he taught it in the he learned it in the toseftos of Maseches kiddushin that Levi had arranged. Just like Rabbi Chiya and Rav Hoshia arranged the b'risos, so Levi had arranged the b'risos of Maseches kiddushin. Right, different Amoraim had gotten together and arranged the various Tanaic teachings of different Masechtos. So in the Kiddushin of Levi, in Levi's version of the Brises of Masechus Kiddushin, it said as follows: Nol Gadar Paratz Kol Shehu Befanav Harezu Chazaka. If you do any minor Nol Gadar Paratz, and it's done Befanav, in front of the guy who previously owned it, that's a good Chazaka. So frankly, Gemara, wait a second, Befanav In, Shalom Befanav Lo? So it's interesting, right now we're focusing on Befanav. The words that came before it, Kol Shehu, we're going to get to later on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. And that's going to be a little bit troubling to the Achronim. And normally when you have a Braisa, first you're going to focus on the earlier words, then the later words. Right? Because the Gemara is going to deal with what exactly is a Kol Shehu. How do you do a Kol Shehu that's effective and that does anything and accomplishes anything? But right now we're more bothered by the word Befanav. That it's only Chazak if you do it in front of the person's face. So Befanav In Shalom Befanav Lo? Really? Only in front of his face? Not when it's not in front of his face. It doesn't work when it's not in front of him. When it's in front of him, you don't need to say, the mocher doesn't need to say to the lokeach, or the makne doesn't need to say to the kone, go make a chazaka bikone. Shalo b'fanav, but if you're going to do the chazaka not in front of his face, tzarech lemeimer lechazeku kni, then he needs to tell you to be lechazeku kni. So Rav asks, wait a second, that's true by a sale. What about by a matana? Is it important to say lechazeku kni by a matana shalo b'fanav when the guy's being kona shalo b'fanav? Or maybe by a matana, even when he's being kona shalo b'fanav, it's okay, you don't need to say lechazeku kni. So Amr Shmuel, Shmuel says, what do you mean? Mighty boy le'laba, what was Rav even asking? Hashtu uma mecher de kayav le'zuze, if by, when it comes to a sale where you're giving over money, yamar le'lechazeku kni in ilo lo, we still don't assume you have the koach to be kona through chazaka unless you were first told le'chazeku kni. Matana lo kol shkein. So matana where you didn't give anything, you didn't give any money, so of course you should not be authorized to have a kinyan chazaka unless someone instructed you lechazeku kni. So says Shmuel, of course by matana you need lechazeku kni when you're going to be making the chazaka shalo b'fanav. What's the shaila even? So answers the Gemara, I'll tell you what the shaila was. V'rav sava, Rav holds, no, maybe matana is different, because mandi yav matana ba'in yafa yahiv. When a person gives a matana, he's generally being more generous. He's trying to give it ba'ayin yafa. And therefore, we assume that he's being more giving. So you don't even need a lechazeku kni. By the virtue of the fact that it's a matana, it's an implicit lechazeku kni. That's how Rav would understand. Now, the Shmuel not hold of the idea of hanosin matana bayin yafu nosin, that when someone's giving a matana, generally it's done with a spirit of generosity. So says the Rashbam, Shmuel also agrees to that idea. If you look at the Rashbam in about the sixth medium-sized line, Ushmuel nami dipshitale svirle Ushmuel, who wasn't bothered by this question whether you need lechazeku kni by matana and thinks it's obvious that you do need lechazeku kni by matana shlo b'fanav, it's pshitale still svirle hechar minon ba'in yafano saying he'll tell you I agree to the general principle that anosin matana ba'in yafu nosin, but when do we say that? Hani mili kol na'achar shehichzik v'neskay ma'amatana hudamrin v'ayin yafenosin lo. Once the kinyan was already made on the matana, and we have questions about the details of the matana, that's when we say nosin matanas bayin yafu hu nosin. Mikol v'kol shaloshir la'atzma matana zu. And what does it mean? It means that whoever had given the matana had given everything and hadn't kept anything for himself. That's what we mean by a spirit of generosity when it comes to matana. Tamrin la l'mochus adeu li'ishto kansa v'abalochul peros. If a man sells a field to his wife, so she's going to the field, but the husband eats the peros. B'matana, kansaveina balochel peros. If he gives his wife a field as a matana, she's going to the field, and the husband does not get to eat the peros. Aval kolzman de mesaf. So that's once you know the matana was given. Aval kolzman de mesafkel ani gam lahakel the matana olo. But so long as we don't yet know that the matana was already given, and the issue is about the actual nesinas matana, the issue is about the actual kinyan itself, then misafek ein lanu lomar shenasana shelo b'matana adam farish v'omer lechazeku kni. So misafek, we're not going to assume that a man had gemiras das to give a matana unless he said lechazeku kni. Granted, once he's given the matana, then absolutely Shmuel will be moda that it's ba'ayin yafa. So it's on the one hand, it seems like that we have a machlokas Rav and Shmuel in terms of do we assume a nosin matana requires lechazeku kni. On the other hand, though, Rav himself didn't really paskin. I mean, Rav himself didn't say that he thinks by matana you don't need lechazeku kni. He just had a svara why matana might be different than a mecher. So even though normally anyway we would paskin like Shmuel, because silchasuk Shmuel bedini, even if it were a full-fledged machlokas, over here you don't even need to go that far. It's so pashut that the halacha would be like Shmuel, because it's Rav himself had a suffix. Shmuel is poshet the suffix. Shmuel thinks that it's not a suffix at all. Shmuel was sure about his shita. And then you throw on top of that, that hilchsuk Shmuel bedini, so it's a no-brainer that you paskin like Shmuel over here. In fact, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rush, they all paskin like Shmuel, as one would expect. Anyway, now says the Gemara v'kama, so how much do you have to do in terms of nal gadar uparetz in order to make a kinyan chazaka? It says, mar kol shuhu. All you need to do is a kol shuhu. Like we said before, Kiddush Shmuel, like Shmuel says, Damar Shmuel, Gadar Gedar v'shlimo la'asara, if a person saw that there was a fence already built, and all he did was he was mashlim the fence to reach 10 tefachim, uparetz pirtza kadesh yichanes v'yatzaba, or he breaches the fence in order that you could be able to go in and out, harezu chazaka, that itself is a kinyan chazaka. So all you need to do is a little bit. So frek the Gemara, well, even before we get to that, why does the Gemara assume, why does Shmuel say dafka hishlima la asara? Is the number 10 at all important over here? The idea that it's dafka asara? So the Rambam writes, ketzad ha-machzik b'gedera kol shukana. The Rambam says, what's an example? The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Aleph Halachit Aleph says, what's the case of machzik by building a fence, a kol shehu? Meaning, obviously, if you start at the ground and you put a kol shehu there, you've done nothing. You put a pebble on the ground, so anyone could just step on the pebble the way they could step on the ground beforehand. So you've done nothing. That's not called building a fence, a kol shehu. So the Rambam says, what's called building a fence, a kol shehu? There was a fence that was very easy to hop over. V'hosafel of kol shehu v'yishlima la'asara. You were mashlimit a kol shehu to 10 tefachim high, and now you can't just easily hop over, it's a little bit tougher to get over the fence. So that's kone. He says, hareza hol v'kana. That you've done something, and therefore you're kone, because you were mashlim asara. But again, the question is it dafka asara? What if it was pretty easy to go over. It was four tefachim high, and you made it a kol shu higher, so it's a little bit more difficult. Was it dafka 10 tefachim that makes it difficult to go over? Or is that number just chosen at random? So the Torah understands within the Rambam that the Rambam, that the Rambam dafka chose asara, that it has to dafka be asara tefachim, that asara is a defining line of when it becomes difficult to go over a fence. But any other number, just like we have by a bar, right, that a bar of a Asara Tefachim we assume can kill, less than a Asara Tefachim we assume it can't kill, there is a line that we draw somewhere where we assume that now it's in a different league. So too with a fence, it's a Asara Tefachim, we assume, yes, you can hop over a fence, it's 9 Tefachim, you can hop over a fence, it's 11 Tefachim, but once it hits 10 Tefachim, it becomes difficult. The degree of difficulty is something that we recognize. Beis Yosef says he's not convinced by the Lashon of the Rambam that it's Dafka Asara. He says the Rambam just chose Asara because the Gemara chose Asara. But both are just examples, really. Neither is something that's Dafka. So he doesn't think that it's Asara Dafka. However, there is one insight that the Ritva has that maybe sheds light on why there's Asara Dafka over here. The Ritva points out that we had a Gemara previously. We had a Gemara on Davav going way back. When you have a gag next to someone's chatzer, right? When you have your roof next to someone's chatzer. So according to Rav Nachman, you have to make a mechitza of asara tefachim between your roof and the other person's chatzer. And the Gemara explained, why dafka asara tefachim? Right? If all you need is something to remind you not to walk into the other person's chatzer, why is it dafka asara tefachim? So the Gemara says that if you have a mechitza of less than asara tefachim and the person finds you in his property, you can always say, oh, I was just here because I dropped something and it rolled right into your property, so I came to pick it up. But once it's asara tefachim, things don't easily roll from one property to the other. Things don't easily get from one property to the other. And that's the idea of asara tefachim. So it could be that that's why asara tefachim becomes substantial, because it now protects your basic items in your property. That's what being mashal nasara is. Prior to having it be mashal nasara, so anything could just fall out of your property more easily. We assume with asara tefachim, things don't easily fall out of your property. So that's why it's significant when you dafka make an asara. It could be that that's what the number of asara tefachim specifically comes to do. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. So we said that if you do a little bit, it's a chazaka. So hi geder hechidami. What did you exactly do with this fence? Elam deme, when you were porates in the fence, when you made an opening in the fence or you closed it, elam deme karlo havisalkila vashanami lo salkila mayavit. If when you built the fence, it was originally a place where no one could get in, and now still no one could get in because you added a little bit more to it, well, what did you do? You couldn't go in the first place, and still no one could go in. You didn't accomplish anything. Meaning, in order to do a chazaka, it has to be something that does something. It has to accomplish something. And you didn't accomplish anything if no one was able to get in before, and still no one's able to get in. So maybe you'll say, no, prior to that, people were able to get in, and you were gadar. You built the breach. You built up the breach so that no one could get in now. Well, then, tuva avad. Well, then you really did a lot. That's not a kol shehu. That's a significant contribution to the field. That's not just a kol shehu. So what's the case where you do building of a fence that's only a kol shehu? Meaning you repair a breach, and it's only a kol shehu. So says Gemara, lo tzricha t'meikara avasalkila baravcha v'hashlecha salkila beduchka. Now the case is that originally people were able to get in very easily. Now they're able to get in, but they have to press their way in. It's not as easy to get in. So that's a contribution, but it's a minimal contribution. Right? It's not as easy to get in, but they could still get in, so it's only a minimal contribution. That's a kol shehu. That's a case where you build up a breach, and it's only a kol shehu. Now, the achronim, as I mentioned before, are bothered a little bit over here why it is that we waited till now to discuss this kol shehu issue of what a kol shehu is. Why do we wait till after Shmuel said that gadol gadol yishlim lasara paratz pirtza kadesh yikanisba v'yatzaba? Why not right away when we quoted the brisa that nol gadol paratz kol shehu harezu chazaka? So right then. Right, kol shehu b'fanav harezu chazaka. So right before we discuss b'fanav, right then we should have discussed what a kol shehu. So it's an interesting insight. The Toras Chaim writes that had not been for Shmuel, one might have thought that kol shehu means a kol shehu mamish, and you don't even need to do anything. You don't even need to accomplish anything. It doesn't even need to be anything that really helps in any way. It's literally a kol shehu mamish. That's what I would have thought. Now the what Shmuel added, right? We would have thought that the Baal Mishnah was saying that you don't need to do any toelas, not with the geder, not with the pirtza. Once we find that the Shmuel says that it's dafka for your mashal la sara, and it's dafka for your parats kidei sheyikanes ba. So now that you've made an opening that people can use, so now it's muchach that you have to have accomplished something. So now the Gemara is bothered. Wait a second, what's a kol shehu? Miman of shuch. If you're going to say that it's a kol shehu, so then it doesn't accomplish anything. Kol shehu doesn't do anything. If you're going to say like Shmuel, it sounds like you do have to accomplish something. Where do you have both? Where do you have something that's only a kol shehu, but it also accomplishes? So that's why the Gemara was only bothered now. Once we had the Brisa that said kol shehu, plus we have Shmuel that says you have to accomplish. So says the Torah Chaim, now the Gemara is asking, is there such an animal? Is there something that's a kol shehu that actually does something? So that's what the Gemara is saying, yes. How do you have a kol shehu that actually does something? Prior to you building up the breach, people could just waltz right in. Now they can still get in, but it's a little bit tougher. So that's a kol shehu, but it does something, right? It doesn't do everything. It's not that tuva avad, where you totally locked it up, where you totally closed up the breach, but you did something. So that's a kol shehu where you accomplished something. What's the case where you open a breach in a field and you've accomplished something? If prior to your knocking down part of the fence, people were able to walk in, and now people are still able to walk in, so then you didn't accomplish anything. They were able to walk right in before, they're able to walk right in now. So that's nothing. So maybe you'll say the opposite. Maybe you'll say no. Previously, people were not able to come in. Now, people are able to come in. Well, tuva avad, then you did plenty. If prior to you knocking open the breach in the fence, no one was able to get in, there was no door, and now you made the door, so that's a lot. That's not a kol shehu. So what's the case? So very similar to what we just said. Previously, people were able to push their way in, but it was difficult. Now it's very easy. Now people are able to come in very comfortably. So that's a pirtza, that's a kol shehu, and it helps, and it accomplished something. So that's how you have a kol shehu that accomplishes something. Now, if you look at the Rashbam writes, why we could have said a different teretz. Instead of going from a situation where it's aili ba beduchka to aili ba barafcha, why not say that previously people were not able to get in at all, and now people are able to get in beduchka? Now people are able to push their way in. Isn't that also a kol shehu? Right? The Gemara seems to assume that if previously people couldn't get in, and now that you opened up the breach a little bit, people can get in, that's tuva avad, you did a lot. What if people can only get in if they push their way now? Is that still tuva avad? So says the Rashbam in the fourth wide line, v'lo boi l'trutzi d'meikar lo ayli klal v'hasha ayli l'bedochak d'tuva avad d'shavi pesach. He says, no, that's still called tuva avad. That's still called that you did a lot. Because if there was no door, and now there's a door, as difficult as maybe to get into that door, it's still a major accomplishment. If you've made a door, yesh me'ayin, there was no door there beforehand. As opposed to when there already was a door, and you're just changing the comfort level of usage of that door, that's only a kol shehu. Then the Rashbam says some important ha'aris that Tosfos is going to take issue with. If you go two lines further than that in the Rashbam, he says, I will sagar as adelas. What if you close a door? V'na'al b'mafteach, and you lock it with a key. Right? You didn't build anything. You didn't break anything down. You just close the door and lock it. Does that count? So he says, sagar as adelas, v'na'al b'mafteach, b'nichse agyer, ain't a chazaka. That does not count as a chazaka. The ainza ela osa mitzvah lishmer bayis chavero, because that's just doing a mitzvah to watch over your friend's house. Umavriach hari minichse chaverohu, and that's just an example of protecting someone else's property, which is all you're doing over there. You're protecting someone else's property by locking up their home. You walk by someone's house, see that he's on vacation. He left his door open, so you go and you lock his door for him. That's just so you see, you pass by someone's car, you see they left their car door open, you go and you close, you lock the door for them. That's just mavriach hari minichse chaverohu. That doesn't show ownership. That's not a null gadur paratz that we're talking about when we talk about showing ownership. Va'afalgav the gabi schirus batim amrin b'psachim. He says, aye, there's a gemara b'psachim against me. The gemara b'psachim dav dalit says, mishum maslo maftechos havi b'cheska socher. That when do we determine who's responsible for bedikas chametz? The gemara says, so whoever had the keys, by, let's say I'm renting an apartment in Israel for Pesach. So who's responsible for bedikas chametz? The person that owns the apartment, or the person who's renting the apartment? So the gemara says, well, it depends. Who has the keys at the time of bedika? If at the time of bedikas chametz, the person who has the keys is the maskir, then it's the maskir's responsibility to do the bedika on the apartment. If it's the socher, it's the socher's responsibility. So you see from that gemara that giving over the keys alone is a kinyan, says Rashbam. He says, "V'adin l'gabei l'knoso, hani mili b'mocher u'maskir l'chaveiro." That's only when there's a mocher and a maskir and a socher, a lokeach or a socher. There are two people involved in the transaction. So when one gives the keys to the other, that's a form of kinyan. Aval b'nichse ager, but if I see a ger has died and he has no yarshim, and I just want to go, and there's no one to be makna the property to me, I just want to be kona the property on my own. Mi masala maftechos sheyikna, who's going to give me the maftechos that I could be kona? Giving, having the mafteach isn't enough. Using the mafteach isn't enough. Because the whole idea in Pesachim was giving the mafteachos. That's what created the kinyan. So again, two varts to Rashbam. So two ideas to Rashbam. So number one, that when you just lock a door, it's just that's just mavriach ari. That's not called nal gadur paris. That's not called the kinyan chazaka. And number two, the gemara psachim of giving over the keys being meaningful is dafka. But when there's a maskir, when there's a mocher, when there's someone to be makna to you, Tosos over here on the top of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph doesn't agree with Rashbam. It says Tosos ve'ein nir l'ri. I don't think the Rashbam is correct. The behedya amru perak hapara. What's Rashbam saying? Mesiris Mafteach works as a kinyan if there's someone to be makna to you. So it tells us no. Mesiris Mafteach never works as a kinyan. Giving a key is not a kinyan. And it's enough in the Gemara. He says, why then does the Gemara Pesachim say the guy who has the key is chayiv to do bedikas chametz? Doesn't that mean that he was kona the property and that's why he has to do bedikas chametz? Says Tosfos, no, you know why the guy who has the key has to do bedikas chametz? Because he's the guy who can get in. The one who can't get in can't do bedikas chametz. The guy who has access to the apartment is chayiv to do bedikas chametz. It has nothing to do with dinei kinyanim. It's just about dinei bedikas chametz. The person who has access to the place does bedikas chametz. That's all it is. And then he says, Umasha Pirishnami, says Tosfos in the third skinny line, Umasha Pirishnami de lokani benilas deles. And now which he says, locking the door, now going back to the Rashbam's first point, that locking the door is not a kinyan, doesn't sound that way in the Gemara in Gittin, where the Gemara in Gittin discusses on Shabbos how you can make a kinyan, and it says you should go and open the door and lock it. Alma b'ni'ilu l'chudakanya sounds like locking the door alone itself is a kinyan, because over there we're clearly not talking about that you're building a lock onto the door, because it was Shabbos. And you're not allowed to build a lock onto the door. We say, how do you do a kinyan chazaka on Shabbos in those situations where a kinyan is mutter, like a shchiv mera or whatever, where a kinyan is mutter on Shabbos? How do you do a kinyan chazaka? You lock it. So you see that locking is a kinyan. I didn't Rashbam say that locking should not be a kinyan because all it is mavriach ari. All you're doing is you're protecting your friend's possessions. It says also, it's not mavriach ari. V'lo damid li nilas delas l'mavriach ari. Nilas delas l'mavriach ari are totally different. The dafka nosan tsror the sachar mina maya hu da amar b'samach tavi mavriach ari. You know what mavriach ari is? You see that there's water that's about to flood your friend's field, and you stick a rock in the to dam it up so that the water doesn't come and flood your friend's field. Over here, when you lock the door, you're basically saying, I'm granting access to the house to myself and to nobody else. That's not mavriach ari. That's a show of bailus. That's a show of ownership, when you're showing that no one else has access to the house except for me. So that's taka, a good kinyan chazaka. So fundamental machloka, two fundamental machlokas in between the Rashbam and Tosos. One, whether Mesiras Mafteach is a kinyan. The Rashbam says it is a kinyan as long as you have someone to give the Mafteach to you. Tosos is not a kinyan. And two, whether locking the door is a kinyan chazaka. where the Rashbam will say, no, locking the door is just mafriach hari, and Tosos will say that locking the door is a kinyan chazaka. Fine, that's the two machloks. Now, one other ha'ara, what about opening a door? Is there anything to opening a door? Is that any sort of kinyan? I mean, the Rashbam seems to say that locking the door is not Tosos as it is. Tosos says locking the door is a kinyan chazaka. Would Tosos say opening a door is a kinyan chazaka? So there is a yesh omrim that's quoted in the Meiri, it's quoted in the Torah, that holds that even opening a door, a closed door, would be a kinyan chazaka. A locked door would be a kinyan chazaka, because you don't open up a locked door unless you're the owner, right? When no one has the key, and the guy that comes with the key that opens the door, that's the owner usually, right? So that's a sign of ownership according to that Yesh Omrim. And the raya to that Yesh Omrim is from the Gemara in Gittin that Tosfos quoted. Because what's the lashon on the Gemara of how you make the kinyan chazaka? Techud v'tiftach. It says to go and open it. So opening it apparently serves as a kinyan chazaka. However, the Rush says that daya is not mistaver at all. He says, yes, you find that paratz is a chazaka, because what's paratz? You created a door when you're paratz. You made a door. There was no door beforehand, and you went and you made one. But if there is a door already, and you just open it up, he thinks that that's completely insignificant to just go and open a door that's already there. What about the Gemara in Gittin? It says, Techud v'tiftach. So it says, Tosos, that's talking about where the door was closed, and you need to open it in order, and then to close it in order to, and lock it in order to show your chazaka. Meaning, if the door is already closed and you just go and turn a key, that doesn't seem like much of a chazaka. You need to make a show of it. So what do? You open it, then close it and lock it. And that's a greater show of the chazaka. But it's not the psichas adelas, it's the closing it and locking it that's really the chazaka in that Gemara. It says poseach at the end. If it was really opening it in order to then close it and lock it, it should have said poseach first and then lock it. But, okay, lav dafka, it says it at the end, right? So the Rush has to fetch out of that somehow. Now the Rambam is interesting. The Rambam, the Lashon of the Rambam, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Mechira, Halach Yud, is Ketzad a machzik b'ni'ila kana? How is one machzik in ni'ila sadelas? Kigon shemachar bayis ochatzir vaya pesach pasuach, the door was open, v'na'al halokeach es ha-pesach, v'chazer o pascho. You go and you lock it, and then you go and open it. Harez a hichzik v'kana. That's a chazaka, that's a yukona. Sharei nishtamish b'shimish ha-mo'il, because you did something that accomplished something by locking it and then opening it. Question is, why does the Rambam add in and then you open it? Ni'ila is kona when you lock it. Why does he say you lock it and then you open it? So the Torah says, "Eini meivin devarav matzarach l'pascha acharkach." Torah says, "I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. Why would you need to open it again afterwards? Just closing it alone is good enough." So there, the Kesef Mishnah quotes two approaches in the Rambam of what closing it is going to accomplish, what opening it is going to accomplish after you've already closed it. One is that the Rambam holds that ni'ila alone, closing, locking it alone, is the kinyan. That which he says, chazer pascho, that's to tell me that even though you went and you opened it again right away afterwards, you're still kona. Because you might have thought that I didn't really accomplish anything by locking it if it was only locked for a second. If I went and I opened it right afterwards, meaning what's the minimum shear? What's the minimum amount of time that has to remain locked? So that's what the Rambam is telling me. There is no minimum amount of time. You lock it for a second, open it right back up, that's perfectly fine. Just the act of locking it itself shows bailus. The other possible way of understanding the Rambam is that it's dafka that you open it afterwards. Why? Because if you don't open it afterwards, it could be that, why did you lock the door? Like we said before, I'm walking by my friend's car. I see that his car is locked. His car is open, rather. So what do? I do a tova. He left his trunk open. I close it. I lock the trunk. Right? I'm doing the tova for him. Maybe he asked me, he said, oh, do me a favor, I left my trunk open. Can you go close it? Is that showing bailus when I do that? No, but you know what shows bailus? I close the trunk and then I open it right back up again. So I'm not doing it just as a favor to my friend. I'm doing it to show something. So that's a greater show of bailus. So that's the other way of understanding the Rambam. And it seems to be the Sma writes in Shulchan Aruch, it seems that Shulchan Aruch understood la halacha that the second way is correct, that the Rambam held dafka, that ni'ila is not enough. You lock it and then dafka, you need to open it right back up. Which is unbelievable chiddush, but that's what he holds. That's what he seems to hold. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, nasan tsrar v'ho'il, natal tsrar v'ho'il, harez chazaka. If you've placed a rock or removed a rock and it accomplished something on the property, that's a good chazakah. So my nasan and my natal, how does placing or removing a rock help the property at all? If you're saying that you put a rock in place in order to prevent water from coming into the field and flooding it, or natal tsrava apik mayamina, or maybe you removed the rock in order to allow the water to escape the field to protect it from being flooded or from being destroyed by the flood that's in the field. That's not a chazaka. That's just mavriach hariminich sechaveru. That's just protecting your friend's property, which is something that you're supposed to do anyway. So that's not a chazaka. So why is it not a chazaka just because you're protecting someone else's property? You're protecting the property. What's the kasha? Why is it, because it's Mavriach Hari, Mimela it's not a Chazaka? What's the connection? So the Rimi Gash suggests, anything you're Chayiv to do anyway, like Hashava Saveda, and Mavriach Hari Minichse Chaveru is a form of Hashava Saveda, your friend's property is about to be lost and you're doing something to restore it, so you're Chayiv to do it anyway on your friend's property, is not going to be a Chazaka to show a Kinyan for yourself. That's how the Rimi Gash understands the question. Says the Ad Ramah though, he says, what do you mean? That only works though if you're talking about where you're doing one of these things. You're diverting the flood or blocking the flood or draining the field. When you're talking about a field that belongs to somebody else, that's when you're chayav to do it anyway. What about b'nichse ager? Why should this not be a valid form of chazaka on a field that belonged to a ger who has since died and doesn't have any yarshim? It's hefker. It doesn't belong to anybody. So I'm not chayiv to do it anyway. I have no responsibility to protect the field when it doesn't belong to anybody. This is no hashavas aveda to hefker, right? So why shouldn't it serve as a good kinyan there? So it can't just be anything that you're chayiv to do anyway, because there are examples where you're not chayiv to do it. And even if you are being kone from somebody else, says the Yad Ramah, hanichim ein chaveru kan vein yachal ahatzil. That's only, I only have a mitzvah to help him out if my friend isn't here. What if my friend's right here and he could do it himself and he's ignoring it and he's being negligent out of his own field, right? So when I go and I save it, I'm not mechuyev to save it. I only have to do Hashavas Aveda if the person himself would make the effort for his own Aveda. But I don't have to do more than he would do. And if he's right here and he's watching his field get flooded and I go and I block it, that's not a chiyuv that I have to do. And still, apparently, it serves as a good kinyan. So the Yad Ramah doesn't like the Rimi Gash's understanding of the question that we're asking, how could it be a kinyan? You have to do it anyway. Says Yad Ramah, no, first of all, you don't have to do it anyway. There are many cases where you don't have to do it anyway. So what's the kasha then? So the Yad Ramah explains that the Gemara means as follows. It's not that you have to do it. Rather, it's that any chazaka that has to do with hana'a from the karka, meaning by definition, nal gadur parts means the karka is now giving you something that it didn't give you before. So it has to be something in the gufa karka that it gives you something new that you didn't have before. When you build up a breach, so now it's protected in a way that it wasn't before. When you open a breach, it's now open in a way that it wasn't before. When there's water threatening the field and you divert the water, the field is the same as it was 2 minutes ago. You've just protected anything from being changed in the field. You've kept it the same. By keeping it the same, that's not a chazaka. Chazaka means you've done something new to the field, that the field is contributing something new that it couldn't before. So diverting water is not a chazaka. That's what we're asking. Mavriach ri minichse chaveruhu is the question is that when a lion is about to attack and I just send the lion away, the field is the same as it was before the lion attacked. Right? So says Gemara, Ella, what's the case of the rock? Nasan sor did some of lamaya, natal sorva arvach lamaya. Now you put a rock there to seal water into the field to irrigate it, or you take a rock away in order to allow more water to come into the field to irrigate it. That's a case where you're being machzik by taking or removing a rock. Let's say you have two fields and a border in between them. If you make a chazaka on one of them, on one of those fields, with intention to be kona the field that you're working on, so you're kona that field, but not the neighboring field. If you do chazaka on one of the fields and there's a border separating the two fields and you have in mind that you want to be kona both of those fields, you're not kona both, you're only kona one of those fields. Both Rosh Rabban tells us that bothered by the Gemara in Kiddushin says that if you have 10 fields and 10 different medinos and you make a chazaka in one of them, you're kona all 10 fields and all 10 different medinos because the world is continuous. It's one continuous piece of land. So even though there may be oceans between them, there may be rivers between them, there may be major borders, fences between them, still you can't know all of them. Over here we seem to be saying not that way, that if I make a kinyan in, there are two neighboring fields and there's a border between them, I make a kinyan in one of them intending to be kona both of them, I'm not kona the neighboring one, only the one that I made the chazaka in. So the Rosh Rabban tells us both deal with it. So the Rosh Rabban says, no, the difference is that in the case in Kiddushin, you paid for all 10 of them. So when you paid for all 10 of them, then doing the chazak in one of them can be kono all of them. But when you didn't pay for all 10 of them, it's like, let's say, nichse ager, so it's not going to work. Liknos is chaverta afosolo kona. If I make a kinyan in field A, having in mind that I only want to be kona field B, it doesn't work at all. What if I have in mind, I make a kinyan in field A, having in mind I want to be kona field A, plus the border, plus field B. Not just field A and field B, where it won't work for field B, but the border also. So now it becomes continuous. Do we say you are kona? Maybe no. These fields cannot be all viewed together as a single unit. You have to view them as separate units, and therefore a kinyan on field A will not work for field B, even if you intend to be kona the meitzar as well. Teku, so we leave it as a teku. By Rabbi Lazar, hechzik b'meitzar liknos shteyan mahu. What if I make the chazaka on the border? So now, with the intention to be kona both fields on either side, field A and field B. So my kona then, mi amrin and haimetsa afsu da aruhu. Do we view this as like the border is like the handle of the two lands, right? Where I pick it up by the handle and I'm therefore taking both? Vikani, odilma hailuch de kai vailuch de kai, or maybe no. The field A is an independent unit, field B is an independent unit, and the metzar is an independent unit. And therefore I'm kona in either field. I'm kona the metzar, I'm kona the border, that's all I could be kona. Teku, so we leave it as a teku. If you have two houses, one inside the other one, right? So you have two rooms. There's an outer room and an inner room. If you do a chazaka in the outer apartment, you're kona the outer apartment. If you do a chazaka in the outer apartment, having in mind to be kona both the outer and the inner one, you're only kona the outer one, not the inner one. If you make a chazaka in the outer apartment, having in mind that you don't even want to be kona the outer one, you only want to be kona the inner apartment, you're not kona anything. Hechzik bipnimi, now though, so far no chiddush. Hechzik bipnimi liknoso, let's say you make the chazaka in the inner one with the intention to be kona only the inner one, so kona, fine, that works. Liknos osove es hachitzon, let's say you make the chazaka in the inner one, having in mind that you want to be kona both, kona shneyan, you are kona both. Because if you're using the inner apartment, by definition, you need to use the outer one also, because you need to get in somehow. So the guy in the inner one has a derech in the outer one. So therefore, when you machzik in the panimi, as opposed to if you're the guy that lives in the outer apartment, you never have any reason to ever be in the inner apartment. You never need the inside one, right? So therefore, if you machzik b'panimi with the das to be kona both of them, you are kona both of them. Liklos sachito naf panimi lo kona. If you have in mind to be kona the outer one, then even the inner one you're not kona. When you made the chazak in the inner one, Amrav Nachman Rab Baravua, Habona Platrum Gedol Minichse Ager. If you build big towers and palaces in Nichse Ager, Uba Achar Vehemin Land Lasos Kona, and then someone else comes along and just puts up doors. The guy who put up the doors is Kona. The guy who put up the palaces is not Kona. My Taima Kama Livni Bi Alma Huda Apich, because all the first guy was doing was piling bricks. Piling bricks doesn't do anything. Once there are doors, now it's a usable palace. Now it's something that's for real. So that's why it's gonna mean something. But just piling up bricks is not enough, right? Meaning, as the Rashbam points out, this is an example of when you made the palace without the doors. Prior to that, people were able to come in baravcha, and now people are still able to come in baravcha. Like we said in Amud Aleph, people could come in easily before; they could still come in easily. So you've done nothing. If you see these platrim gedolim in nichse ager, and you go and you cement it a little bit, or you make some images, your kona v'kama, how much? Amrav Yosef Amma. That's only if you do an Amma of cementing. Amrav Chisel Keneged HaPesach, and you do it right by the doorway where it makes an impression. If you were to do it somewhere else, not Keneged HaPesach, you need more than an Amma in order for it to be a significant act. Amrav Amram. Hai Milsa Amral and Rav Sheshes van Rinu Einin Mimasnisa. Rav Sheshes taught us something and we saw it from Tanaim. We saw that that it was correct. What did he teach us? That if you go and you lay down a mattress in Nichsei Ager and you sleep on it, that's enough of a kinyan for Nichsei Ager to just get that minimal hana'a from the land. Where do we see this taught in Tanaim? Mahi Ditanya Ketzad B'Chazaka. How are you kona an eved b'chazaka? What do you do to be kona an eved? Nalo menalo. You have the eved put on your shoes. Ohita lo menalo, or remove your shoes. Ohola kelev akrav le beis hamerchat. So you have the eved bring your kelim to the bathhouse for you. Vivshito virchitzo, or he helps undress you, or he helps bathe you. Sacho gardo hilbisho. He combs you. He dresses you. Hinilo higbio. Kono, where he carries him, your kona. So since you see any of these minimal actions of hana'a serve as a kinyan, so it's going to work when you want to be kona b'nechse ager, that you're going to be to lay down a mattress there. Amar b'shimon lotei chazak dol me'agba, shagba kona b'kol makom. And b'shimon says, hagba for sure works, hagba always works. All right, we'll pick up from that price again tomorrow. The Gemara is going to be mevayer exactly what the machlokas there, Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, and then we'll move on to the next discussion.